Today's shiur is Masechta Nida Daf Mem Hei. We will begin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Pachas Mikan Pinois and Esva Ba'ai. We had learned in the Mishnah that if one has bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old, so the halacha is Pinois and Esva Ba'ai. It's considered no more than just like putting a finger in the eye, no more than poking an eye. And the girl is still considered a psula. Ask the Gemara Bailahu. So ask the Gemara, when a person has bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old, how does the halakha look at this act? Hani psula mezel azli v'asu. Does it mean that the psulim go away and they keep on coming back until the girl is 3 years old? Adilma, it's duty hudle mitzdadi ad lachasholosh. What the halacha means to say is that the psulim just don't go away at all until after the girl is 3 years old. Ask the Gemara lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina between these two ways of understanding the halacha of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the nafkamina would be kigon shabal b'toch sholosh umotzadam, where he did bia with this girl when she was less than 3 years old, and there was a discharge of dam, and then ubal la'achasholosh, and then he did bia again after she was 3 years old for loy motzadam, and there was no dam during that bia. So says the Gemara, I amrit mezla azli v'asi. If we say that what happens when one has bia with a girl when she's less than three, the dam does indeed go away, just new dam comes back. So here perhaps shos hudalai havahu, there just was no opportunity for the new dam to come back, and that's why when he did the bia with this girl after she was 3 years old, there was no new dam. Eli Amr. But if we'll say it's dudi hudla mitzdadi ad lachasholosh, that a bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old, there is no dam at all. There is no dam at all. Where the dam doesn't go away. So why, if that is the case, when he now did bia with this girl when she was after 3 years old, was there no dam? It must be her achbala, that someone else had relations with her. And as the Rishonim explained, if someone else had relations with her, so if she's married to a Yisrael, it still wouldn't be an issue. Because even if she had those relations willingly, it still would remain in the category of a pitui ketana. The relations that a ketana enters to, even willingly, is no more than an oinus. It's not halakhically considered that she had willful, adulterous relationship, and she would still be mutter to her husband. The nafkamina is if she's married to a kohen, because we know that a woman who's married to a kohen, even if she had relations but oinus, still the halacha is that she can't go back to her, she can't remain with her husband. So if we're going to assume under these circumstances that she had relations, even if we'll consider them halakhically an oinus with her husband, with this man, it wouldn't make a difference. She could not remain with her husband. There is actually an interesting machloikis rishonim. As we just said, if a woman has relations with a man, but oinus, so if she's an Ashes Kohen, she can't remain with her husband. If she's an Ashes Yisrael, she can remain with her husband. What would be the halacha if that woman who was married to Yisrael, now her husband dies, would she be allowed to marry a Kohen in a second marriage? On one hand, it could be suggested that she could marry a Kohen, because on one hand, we could certainly suggest that she's allowed to marry a Kohen, because when she had the relations of Ba'olus, she was married to a Yisrael, and there is no issue for a Ashes Yisrael who has relations with an Oinus. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim that suggest that since when she is a woman that had relations with Oinus, and that the halacha is that any woman that has relations with Oinus may never live with a Kayin, even if that Kayin is not actually her husband when the act of Oinus took place. Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara say this nafkamina? The Gemara could have said a different nafkamina, which we're actually going to learn that nafkamina very shortly. How do we look at the dam that she expelled? How do we look at the dam that she discharged while she was a Tana? Do we look at it as dam nida, or do we look at it as dam basula? So Tosfos gives two answers why the Gemara did not give that nafkamina. One answer Tosfos suggests is because the nafkamina that the Gemara gave, as we just explained, is a much more serious nafkamina, because the nafkamina could cause that she should remain prohibited to her husband for the rest of her life. So the Gemara wanted to suggest a much more serious nafkamina. Another terrorist that Tosfos suggests is that since we treat dam besulim and dam nida the same way, so no matter how we look at this dam that she had, if there was a bia when she was less than 3 years old, whether we look at it as dam nida, dam besulim, there isn't much of a practical nafkamina. The Gemara wanted to give a nafkamina that is much more practical. So now the Gemara says, now that we've identified a nafkamina between the two ways we could understand what happens during the bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old, how do we look at it? Says the Gemara, who says that this is a proper understanding of the nafkamina? Maskula Rav Chiya Bar Eder Avika. Oman Lema, the Makash of Tosh Shloika Eina Chazer Slauta. We said that if what happens with a bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old is that the dam goes away and then the ears dam and then it comes back, and the Gemara said, and therefore may take a while for it to come back. Who says that it necessarily has to take a while, and therefore when we don't see dam after 3 years old, the Gemara suggested would just say because it took the new dam has not yet had an opportunity to develop. Oman Leimelon asked the Gemara, why should we say that? Oman Leimelon, the Makash V'Tach Sholish, Ene Chazeres Lalta. Maybe he does come back. Shem Chazeres Lalta. Maybe he does come back immediately. And if we see here that she had relations after she was 3 years old, and there was no new dam, it must be because Achabola, she had an adulterous relations. And therefore the Gemara says a different Nafkamina. A Nafkamina Kagoyin Shabal B'Tach Sholishonim, where there was a bia before she was 3 years old, or Motzadam, and dam was discovered, and then Ubala Achasholish, and then another bia was done after she's 3 years old, and Motzadam. So the Gemara explains, I Amrit Mezel Azli V'Asi, if we're going to say that the dam goes away and then comes back, so then we'll say that the dam that she had when she was less than 3 years old is dam Basulim. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say it's Dudi Hublam Tzadit Allah Achel Shalish, there is no Dam Basulin until the girl is really just 3 years old. This dam that she saw when they had relations when she was below three, Hai Dam Nidahi, must be Dam Nida. So Tosfos points out that actually the Gemara, if this is the Nafkamina, was saying that the Nafkamina is how do we look at the dam that is there when she's less than 3 years old. Do we look at it as dam nida, or do we look at it as dam besulim, that's the nafkamina? So then the Gemara doesn't really have to speak about anything regarding what happens after she's 3 years old. So it says Tosfos, since in the previous Gemara we mentioned something to where the nafkamina will be after she's 3 years old, the Gemara spoke about that as well here. Another nafkamina is this a proof, the stam that she sees, is it a proof that she has dam chimud, that her having relations causes her to have dam. If we say that it's dam nida, we need not be concerned for dam chimud. If it is not dam nida, we have to be concerned about dam chimud even after she's 3 years old. Very interesting, machloikas achroim. Here we're saying, our Mishnah already taught us that if we look at the last two Mishnahs that we've learned, the Mishnah we learned in today's Shir taught us that, and we learned at the end of yesterday's Shir was, that a bia of a girl who's less than 3 years old is not halakhically considered a bia. But we also learned then that a girl, even if she's just 1 day old, could be a nida. So now the Achroinim discuss, what will happen if a man has relations with this girl who's less than 3 years old, but she is a nida? So certainly, as far as Hilchis, Tuma and Tahara are concerned, he is certainly Tame. Because if the Mishnah says that a girl who's even 1 year old can become a nida, so certainly he will be considered that he had relations with a nida as far as Hilchis, Tuma, Tahara are concerned. The question, however, comes out, is that considered, there's an issur, of course, a very serious issur, a chiyuv koras, for one to have relations with a nida. Will this be considered a situation where somebody had relations with a woman who's a nida? Daruch Lener says no, because bia, as we're learning, with a girl who's less than 3 years old, is not considered an act of bia. Whereas Rabbi Kivega says that it's hard to differentiate, and if we're calling her a nida, and we're saying that she would make him tummy with the tumma of a boil nida, then certainly he cannot have relations with her either if she is a nida. Amrav Chisda. So now that we've identified a nafkamina between the two different ways of understanding what happens during an act of bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old, Amrav Chisda. So Rav Chisda brings a raya from our Mishnah. Because as our Mishnah said, Pachs Mikan, having relations with a girl who's less than 3 years old, is Kenoisin Etzba Ba'ayin. So ask the Gemara, Lamali Lemisni Kenoisin Etzba Ba'ayin. Why didn't Mishnah have to say that it's like poking an eye? Misni Pachs Mikan, like Klum. Let the Mishnah have just said that if one has relations with a girl who's less than 3 years old, it's not considered an act of Bia. My love. The Mishnah, by going out of its way to say this example, Hokmas, what the Mishnah is trying to teach us, Ma Ayim Adamas V'Chayzeres V'Adamayis, that the eye can consistently produce tears, so too, what happens here, Af Pesulim, Mezli Azli V'Osli, that what happens with Dam Pesulim is that the Dam goes away and then comes back. Says the Matan Rabban, Meister Beyustani Bita Shalasviris Penetignus, who was a non-Jewish woman. Shabbos Lufne Rebbe, she came to Rebbe, and Amrloi, Rebbe Isha Bekamenesis. At what age can a girl become married? Amrlo, Bashal Shadabiyah Mechot. As our Mishnah says, the Bia of a girl of 3 years old is a Bia. Or Bekamenes Aberis, at what age can she become pregnant? Amrlo, Bashtemes Shadabiyah Mechot. She can become pregnant at 12. Amrlo, so she said to him, Anina Sati B'sheish, I got married when I was 6 years old, and I gave birth when I was 7. And Oiloi was Shalosh Shanim Shavadim Beis Abba. I should have gotten married. If we're saying that you could get married at 3, we should have gotten married 3 years older. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or Mima Abra, is it possible for a girl to get pregnant when she's only 6? For Tani Rabbi B'Kamed Rav Nachman, Shalosh we know that normally a person cannot do bia, which would involve hashchas zera by causing the zera to be wasted, and therefore a person can't put a piece of material on moich, and when he does bia, because that's considered hashchas zera. The Mishnah teaches the Gemara teaches us now, at least according to the opinion of Rameya, that there are three women who may be mishamshes b'moich. And there are a number of machlokes rishonim. One machlokes rishonim is when Rameya says that these three women mishamshes b'moich, Does Ramey mean to say that they may be Meshamshes B'moich, or does Ramey say that they must be Meshamshes B'moich? That's one question that the Rishonim debate. And another question that the Rishonim debate is when it says here that they're Meshamshes B'moich, does that mean that they put the moich in during the act of Bia? Or does he mean to say that Meshamshes B'moich, that after the Bia, they could insert a moich to clean out the Zera to avoid pregnancy? Who are the three women, says the Gemara? Aktana, Muberes, and Manika. Aktana, young girl, Shema Tisaber, because we need to be concerned that maybe she'll become pregnant, the Thomas, and she'll die because of that pregnancy. Muberes, a pregnant woman, Shema Tasa, or Brisambo. Maybe the fetus that she's carrying will be in this form. And as the Mepharshim explained, even though we've learned already earlier in our Masechta that a woman who's pregnant cannot become pregnant again, so why do we need to be concerned that she'll become pregnant and the second child would harm the first child? So the way most Mepharshim explain is what the Gemara means to say is that the second child won't be a viable child, but it'll be viable enough to cause damage to the first child. Another pshat that I saw in the Rishonim is that we need to be concerned that maybe this pregnant woman is carrying twins, and if she's carrying twins, maybe by having relations, the Zera will crush these two twins together. Meneka, and a nursing woman, we allow, according to her maid, to be Meshamish B'moich. Shema Tigbal es Benoch. We know that when a woman becomes pregnant, she loses her milk, she can no longer nurse. V'yomis, and the child will die because she won't have what to feed him. Continues the Gemara, Ve'ez Ektana. Who is the Ektana that we said to have to be Meshamish B'moich? Mibas Achas Shon V'yamechad, V'atshtem Es Shon V'yamechad. A girl from the age of 11 to the age of 12. Pachs mikan, or yesel kan, when she's less than 11, we don't need to use a moich, because she can't get pregnant anyway. When she's older than over 12, the pregnancy will not adversely affect her. And therefore, b'shameshet v'haylaches, divrei remeyum. V'cham hold achazu v'achazu, all women, b'shameshet g'dak v'haylaches, should have normal relations, I the medical concerns that we just identified, Umana Shamayim Yirachmu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them, Shnem HaShem Yitzoyim HaShem. Very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. The Chamim here express the concept of Shem Yitzoyim HaShem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. And the Paiskim discuss when can we and when can't we apply this concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem. The area where the Paiskim usually discuss this halacha is regarding the issue of smoking. Can someone smoke, even though we know that smoking is of course detrimental to one's health, and rely on Shomer P'soim Hashem? So Rav Ozner in the Tshuva says that certainly we can't rely on Shomer P'soim Hashem on something that's been identified medically to be unhealthy without any question. Shema P'saim Hashem, he says we could only rely on it in an area of halacha where it's not certain that what he's doing will be medically problematic. But in a situation where we have a real basis to be concerned, we can't rely on Shomer P'soim Hashem. Furthermore, I saw that Rav Moshe Shterbach and the Shas of Tshuvas and Haggis takes it a step further. He says, even if one were to say Shomer P'soim Hashem, you can't say Shomer P'soim Hashem on what you could adversely affect other people. So if you're smoking and you think that you don't need to worry because of Shomer P'soim Hashem, but that how will that answer all the people around you who can, chas v'shalom, be hurt because of your smoking, because of secondhand smoke? And therefore, he says that we can't rely on Shem Ripsoim Hashem Other Ramosha has a tshuva where he takes a more lenient opinion and he says that maybe you can rely on Shem Ripsoim Hashem. He said the Ramosha himself discusses that the concept of Shem Ripsoim Hashem could only be applied in a situation, he says, where it's something that people normally do. For example, Ramosha says that people eat meat, people eat eggs. Now there are studies that say that eating meat is not healthy, that eating eggs is not healthy. But of course, since most people eat these foods, and if they're eaten in moderation, there really isn't much to be concerned about. So that's why you're allowed to eat them. So Moshe wants to suggest that the same may be regarding smoking, but then Ramosha himself says that it could be that we don't say the same regarding smoking. Ramosha took a more lenient view, but it also could be that Ramosha, in the times of those that tshuva was written, it wasn't as proven as it is today how dangerous smoking indeed is. So the question, however, comes back. Here it says that a girl, Ramey says that a girl who's less than 11, we need not be concerned, will get pregnant. And here we're saying that we do need to be concerned that she would get pregnant. Answers the Gemara, Ibais, Eima, Asha Besar Chamorim Besarim. The Pasuk, when it speaks about the Akum, says Besar Chamorim Besarim. So I saw two pshatim, how to understand what the Gemara means. Chazanish explains that the Akum are compared to the animals. And just like we know animals have children very young, so too do Akum have children very young, even though we Jews don't have children typically so young. That's how the Chazanish explains. The Tzem Sofer says that we have to read the entire pasuk. The pasuk says, Asher b'sar chamorim b'sorom, v'zirmas susim zirmasam. So he says that what the Gemara, what the pasuk is trying to say, and the Gemara is picking up on that, is that typically akum are compared to chamorim, donkeys. And donkeys are an animal that are usually cold. However, when it comes to relations, there v'zirmas susim zirmasam, there they get hot. So what the Gemara is saying is that when it comes to this area, Akum are different than Jews. In fact, this is the basis for the famous Tshuva of some cipher, who says that a doctor whose entire experience, entire practice, is based on experience with Akum, perhaps his medical advice cannot be followed when we speak about Jews. Because our Gemara is clearly indicating that Akum and Yisraelim are different. V'bai Seima, Ashapim Dibashav, V'yaminam Yamin Sheker. She was lying, and as the Ritzvah explains, at the beginning, the Gemara assumed that she wouldn't have never have lied in the presence of Rebbe. But then the Gemara says, no, that indeed she had no problem lying in front of Rebbe, and therefore the entire story is not to be relied on. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbana Maisa B'Isha Achas Shabbos Lefnei Rav Akiva. There was an episode where a woman came to Rav Akiva. Amalei Rebbe, Devalti B'Tov Shal Shamim. I had relations when I was less than 3 years old. Mani Lakuna, may I marry a Kohen? Amalei Kshar Lakuna, you may marry a Kohen. Amalei Rebbe, Emshachal Moshul, how could I give you a mashal to my experience? To a child whose finger was in honey, the first time or two, if somebody put this child's finger in honey, the child is upset. By the third time it happens, he sucks it himself. He enjoys it. So here too, I had relations so many times when I was young until I started enjoying it. Amala, in came psulat l'kahuna. If that's the case, then you indeed pasul l'kahuna. Ra talmidim stakna zebezeh. So he saw that Rabbi Kiva saw this talmidim were looking at each other. Amalahem, lama adavah kosh b'nechem. Why is what I am saying difficult for you? Why are you unhappy with what I'm saying? Amalai, so they said, Shem shkal ha-Torah kula ha-loch l'moshe m'sinai. The whole Torah is ha-loch l'moshe m'sinai. So the way most Rishonim explain is that we know that all of the shiurim that we have in halacha are ha-loch l'moshe m'sinai. And here too, the halacha that a woman who's less than 3 years old, her bia is not a bia, is a ha-loch l'moshe m'sinai. Therefore, they were questioning how he could say that this girl who had bia before 3 years old is not considered a psula. Says, and in fact, it's very interesting, if we're learning that this entire halacha of a girl less than 3 years old bia being a halacha l'mash m'senai is one of the halacha l'mash m'senais regarding shiurim, so I saw that the Meches Chinuch discusses that we know that the shiurim in halacha were only said to Yisraelim, not to Akum. And the question is, what will be the halacha do we say this din that there, of a bia of less than 3 years old is not halachically considered a bia, do we say by an Akum as well? Rav Kiva comments to Gemara. Rav Kiva certainly knew this as well, that a bia of a girl that less than 3 years old is not a bia, and he only said it le'omra el chadavas tamidim, to sharpen the tamidim. Pais can discuss, is it indeed permitted to say something which is halakhically incorrect? Just l'chadavas tamidim. There are paiskim that suggest, based on our Gemara, that it's permitted. We see that Rabbi Kiva acted this way in our Gemara. In fact, they suggest that there used to be what a popular style of learning was known as pilpul, which really wasn't relevant to the pshat of the Gemara or to the halacha. But again, people would learn with this style of learning, as our Gemara says, k'dei l'chadad ba'as ha-talmidim. The Aruch HaNer says that a Rebbe is not allowed to say something which is incorrect. Over here, Rabbi Kiva hinted to them, so to speak, that what he was saying was incorrect. Because if you look at Rabbi Kiva's words, he said to them, im kain, psulat l'kuhuna. Why do you use the words im kain? Because what he was trying to tell them was that he was trying to show, I know that she's really not us l'kuhuna. Says the Mishnah. Now we talk about a boy. Ben teshishanim v'yoyim echad shabal yevimta. If a 9-year-old boy has relations with his yevama, we know that if someone dies, as we discussed in our previous year, without children, his almana has to have yibum or chalitza. Teaches us the Mishnah that the bia of the 9-year-old boy is considered a full-fledged bia. Ve'ein enoisim get at sheyagdol, but he can't give a get until he becomes an adult. Umetama benida, if he has relations with a woman who is a nida, since this is halachically considered an act of bia, he becomes tamei with tamas nida, the tama mishkav tachnik elyon. As we're learning, the halacha of a boil nida is that he becomes tamei to the degree that whatever is above him is metame, like a rishon l'tama, which means it's metame oichlun amashkim, not odom v'kelim. Ve'ena upaisel, if the girl is a bas koyin by having relations with a man, if this boy was somebody who's pasul to kohenes, she now becomes disqualified from eating truma. Ve'ena machal b'truma. If he's a koyin, he, just because he's had relations with her, he cannot have yet, she cannot eat truma, because he's not able to have a full-fledged marriage. There's a machloikis, what is the Mishnah referring to? Some say that the Mishnah is referring to a Kohen who is a Yavam, and even though we started the Mishnah that it's considered an act of Yibum, still it's not considered enough of an act of Yibum that she should be allowed to. It's still not considered enough of an act of Yibum that she should be allowed to eat Truma. Others say it's speaking to a regular case where a man marries a woman, is trying to marry a woman, but he's only 9 years old. It's not, and he's a Kohen, it's not enough that his wife should be allowed to eat Truma. Or Paisel as Behema Me'al Gabi Mizbeach. If a 9 year old boy does an act of bestiality with an animal, the halacha is that that animal may not be brought on the Mizbeach. Interesting, Machloikas Rishonim, Rambam and Ravid. What is the halacha if a boy who's less than 9 years old or a girl who's less than 3 years old does an act of bestiality? What is the status of that animal? Can it be used for carbon or not? The Rambam says that it may. The Ravid says it may not. V'neskelas al yodoy. And if there are Edom that saw a 9 year old boy do an act of being with an animal, that animal is killed. V'mbal achim kolarais v'murus b'tayra. Furthermore, if a boy who's 9 years old has relations with a woman who's an erva, so he isn't punished because he's below bar mitzvah. But the woman, who, if she's a gedola, mumsim al yodai, actually is killed because it's considered a full-fledged act of bia. So the Mishnah seemed to indicate that if a 9-year-old boy performed yibum with his yavama, then when he becomes a gadol, all that's required is a get. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Ulchshiagdo, the get sagila, all that would be required is a get. For Tanya, have we not learned in a brisa? Also, be a spentation of kamayim of a gadol. The halacha is that if, again, a person, a man dies without any children, and his wife becomes a candidate for yibum, and he left over a number of brothers, so the halacha is that the Torah only gives two options. One option is yibum, the other option is chalitza. But if one of the brothers choose to do maimer, and the reason a brother would choose to do maimer is because if he does maimer, he now becomes the one that could do yibum, his other brothers become excluded. So the halacha is that if he did maimer, which is a classical act of kedushin, and that's why it's called maimer, because that's the way the chum established kedushin should be done, the halacha is that midaraisa, it hasn't solved anything, as we just explained. And therefore, the halacha, says the braisa, is ma maimer begodl. If one of the adult brothers did maimer, the halacha now is that tzarech get l'mamora, a get has to be given to dissolve that maimer, but a chalitza still has to be done for the zika. Af bias benteisha, so too, if a 9-year-old did bia, tzarech get l'mamora, v'chalitza l'zikasoi. So why is our Mishnah saying that all you need is a get? You should really need to have a get and chalitza. And there's a machlokes rishonim, if this is a din that the Rabbanon, that seems to be an opinion of Rashi, Rambam, and the Ramban, that even though midaraisa, his act of yibum, should be considered a full-fledged act of yibum, still, Chazal said, Rabbanon said, because he's a cotton, it should only be treated like a maimer. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that this would be a din midaraisa. So why does our Mishnah seem to indicate, ask the Gemara, that it's that all that's required is a get? Answers the Gemara, Amarav HaKakam L'Chshiyagdol V'Yivol. Yes, the bia was done, the yibum was done when he's only 9 years old. But if when he becomes an adult, after Bar Mitzvah, he does an act of bia, so now she's completely considered his wife, and now all that would be required is a get, the eating get. As we will be learning in Mitzvah Hashem, in the coming Shurim, a boy, when he's 13 years old, becomes Bar Mitzvah. At least that's the halacha. A girl, when she's 12 years old, becomes Bas Mitzvah. And also, they have to have shtei saris, the simonim that make a person to show, two hairs to show that they have the physical maturity. Below that age, even if they have simonim, as we will be discussing extensively in the coming shurim, the halacha is that they're not considered bar or bas mitzvah. There's one exception, and that is the din of a mufla samachlish, that a boy the year before his bar mitzvah, and a girl in the year before her bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, if they show signs of intelligence, then the nedarim are considered nedarim. The question that a number of interesting questions around this halacha, is it specifically a year? What would be if the last year is a leap year? Is it a din in 12 months? Or is it a din in only in 12 months, the last 12 months before the bar or bas mitzvah? Or is it a din in the last year before the bar or bas mitzvah? Very big machloikus rishonim. Tosfos learns that, as we just said, really a boy is not bar mitzvah necessarily when he's 13. He only becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 and shtei saris. And if we're saying that there's a din of mufla samach le'ish a year before, so says Tosfos, it begins at the boy by the age of 12, by a girl at the age of 11, because we assume that he's going to have shtei saris when he becomes 13, and has shtei saris when she becomes 12. But if indeed it turns out according to, and we can rely on that, as we will discuss in tomorrow's year, there's a chazaka derava, we have roiv boys and girls, that is the fact. But let's say indeed this girl, when she became 12, didn't have shtei saris. This boy, when he becomes 13, doesn't have shtei saris. So the year only begins a year from when the 13 would shtei saris and back. Or 12 and shtei saris are back, which may be later. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that it always begins by 12 by a boy, and always by 11 by a girl, and makes no difference when they become actually gedolim, when they have the shtei saris. The Brisk Rav has a very interesting explanation of the Rambam. The Brisk Rav says, because the Rambam actually takes this halacha one step further, for says the Brisk Rav, according to the Rambam, a girl, even though a girl only becomes bas mitzvah, 12 years old and shtei saris, and a boy, 13 years old, shtei saris, that's regarding all areas of halacha, except when we speak about nedarim. When we speak about nedarim, the Rambam will hold, all you need is 12 years old by a girl and 13 year old by a boy. Furthermore, the Mepharshim point out that not only, as we're about to begin to learn, can the nedarim of a mufla, a samach le'ish, be a nether, in certain ways there may be an interesting stringency. Because we also know that one can be shy on his nether. One can have his nether annulled. But that may not, there may be a din that a mufla, a samach le'ish, can make a nether, but he may not have the ability to be shy on a nether, and therefore it could be that that nether is so strong that it can never ever be annulled. In fact, the Mepharshim also debate, we've spoken about this in our shiurim, that when it comes to nidrei tzedaka and nidrei mitzvah, there are special rules. The question is, do those rules also apply by mufla samach le'ish? So says the Mishnah, bas achas shana v'yom ech nidrei nevdakim. If a girl's 11 years old, we examine her if she is intelligent. Once she's 12, we assume that all of the nedarim are fine, which means that once the girl is 12 years old, once the girl is 11 years old, and we start checking if she has the proper intelligence, even if at the beginning of the year she didn't, we continue checking it the whole year, maybe it got developed. Continues the Gemara. By boy it's 12. And I saw that the Pais can say that who has to be checked? A boy, a regular boy, but if the boy learns in yeshiva I saw from the Charles of Chuvah Laharis Nosson and in Yeshiva they taught the boys about the Dorim. That is enough of a proof that he knows what a Ned is about. Ben Shlosh Asheshar V'yamechot, the Dor of Kiyomim. Once he's 13 years old, his Dharma fine. V'baitin Kostei Masri. We keep on having in the Mishnah the word Bashtem Asheshar V'yamechot, Ben Shlosh Asheshar V'yamechot. A very big machloikas Rishonim, what does that mean? And it's very relevant to Halacha, because the question is, exactly at what point does a girl become bas mitzvah? At what point does a boy become bar mitzvah? Most Rishonim hold that a boy becomes bar mitzvah, a girl becomes bas mitzvah, once his birthday, his 13th birthday, or 12th birthday, begins. There are other Rishonim that say that we look at the exact time when he was born, and 13 years on his birthday, from exactly the moment he was born, and the same by a girl. And in fact, the Marsham says that there were people who had the minig that they would write in the first page of their shas the birthday of each of the children, but not only would they write the exact birth date of the children to keep a record, they would actually write the exact time when they were born because of this sheet of the Rishonim. And there are a number of very interesting halacha lemaisa nafkaminas if we follow this approach. One is, let's say he's a boy. He was only born during the day. So he puts on tefillin on his bar mitzvah day in the morning. But according to this, he wasn't bar mitzvah yet until the exact time of his birth comes. And I saw Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Moyadim V'Zmanim indeed suggest that such a boy, because of the Shita Rishonim, and it's the first day that he's Mechuyiv in Tefillin B'Daraisa, should put on Tefillin again after the exact time of his birth. Or, let's say he was born at night. So he davens Ma'ariv right when night begins. But his birth time came later during the night. And he has a Chiyiv of Kriya Shema Shall Arvis, and that Chiyuv he should do over, he should lay Kriya Shema again when the time after his actual birth comes, because it could be that before that he isn't considered yet a bar mitzvah and doesn't have a Chiyuv deraisa. In fact, the Poskim suggest that it could be that a boy who's bar mitzvah on a Friday night, even if this family, he davens Ma'ariv Friday night early, if his bar mitzvah is on a Friday night, he should certainly wait that Friday night to daven Ma'ariv until he's actually when it's certainly night. There's a third opinion in the Rishonim. The Shal Lashonim Shleish HaShonim V'Yomechad or Bashtei Nes HaShonim V'Yomechad means that a whole day has to pass and that the boy or girl do not actually become bar or bas mitzvah until the day after their birthday. Says the Mishnah, Kain l'zman hazeh, before 11 by a girl or 12 by a boy, Apisha Oimru, Yoyim ani l'shem ani nadan l'shem mikdashnu, we do know what a neder means, Ein nedreim neder v'ein hekdeshim hekdesh. Lach l'zman hazeh, after the 12th by a girl, or 13 by a boy, Abishamar ain't only Yodon Hashem in the Dan Hashem Dashno. Even if they indicate that they don't have proper intelligence, they say we don't know, but they are obviously intelligent, they're not Shaitim, the Dharam Nedrim Magdashim Hadish. Ask the Gemara, the king, the Tanabas Akhashan via Mechan the Dharam of Dokim, that once a girl's 11, we examine him, Dharim, Basha Shemeshan via Mechan, the Dharam Kayamim Lomeli, why did the Mishnah have to say it? Answer the Gemara, Sak Dat Chamina, Baitim Loilim. We always have to continue examining the girl or the boy for their intelligence. Kamash Malon, that after the girl's 12th birthday, there is no further examination done. We assume that she is intelligent. Says the Gemara, the king of the Tani Bashtem Asher Shon V'Yamechad Nedureh Kayomim, Baitim Kal Asher Shon Lomali. The Mishnah said that we do a bedikah at the beginning of a 12th year. And now it says that after she, at the beginning of 11. And now it says at 12 she's fine. So why do we have to say that we do bedikah the whole year? Answers the Gemara. Sagdat Chanina. Hagomar, as we learned in our previous year, Shalosh Miyonah Mishonah Chshum Mishonah, 30 days in a year are considered a year. Hechadabat Gishonim Shalosh Uloyadan Elohaflis. And we checked her during the first 30 days of her 11th, after her 11th birthday, and we saw that she doesn't have the proper understanding of Nedarim. Eimasulai lifted. So this girl, we should just wait till she becomes Bas Mitzvah, Kamash Malon, that no, we examined throughout the whole year, maybe she developed the intelligence. Ask the Gemara, V'lesni Hanach Tarti Babi. So the Mishnah should have just said these two sentences. Bashtei Meshashon V'yamecha the direct Yomim, that the girl after she's Bas Mitzvah, her Nedarim are firm, and also should have said, Baitin Kishtolim Esrei, we checked throughout the 11th year what her status is. Why did the Mishnah also have to say, ask the Gemara, the Bas Achashon of Yamech and the Dra and the Dak and Lamali, the one she's 11, we check on the Dorim? Answers the Gemara. It's Kusakadat the Chamina, Shtam Vishtem Esrei by Bedika. That examination is required even in the 12th year. And Be'achas Esrei, when the girl is 11, Loi by Bedika, we don't have to do an examination. Only, hey, we would think only in a case, the Chazina Lo, the Harifa Tway, where we see that the girl is particularly smart, Medika Esrei, Be'achas Esrei, that is the only time we should do examination, Kamash Malan, that no. Examination is done at 11, not before, and afterwards not. Ask the Gemara, Koinez Manez Avachas Manez Alamali. Why does the Mishnah have to say that before 11 or after 12, we don't, there's no point in examination? Isn't that already clear from the first part of the Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, Sanimili, Hechad, Hanimili, Hechad, Lokami Inu. When they don't make any independent comments, the halacha is as the Mishnah indicated. If the girl said that I understood before 11 that this nether was a nether, or if the boy said that after, or the girl said that after 12, what I said I didn't know what I was saying, maybe nismachalai, we should rely on her statement, kamash malon, that we don't pay attention. Tanrabon, elu divrei Rebbe. The opinion, the din of our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe. However, Shimon Lazaimer, Dvar Amur Matanoikis, Betonik Amur, where the Mishnah said regarding girls, really is the halacha by a boy, Dvar Amur Matanoik, Betonikis Amur. For a question of Shimon Lazaimer, it's just reversed. According to Shimon Lazaimer, a girl is Bas Mitzvah at 13, and a boy is Bar Mitzvah at 12. Anuch is the Mai Tam of the Rebbe, that says that a girl is before a boy. The Ksiv, V'yivin Hashem Elokim as Atzela, women have more intelligence than men. The proof being, because the Torah uses the words v'yiven, instead of the word that the Torah typically uses, v'yitzer, or v'yivra, the fact that the Torah uses the words v'yiven is an indication that it means to teach us that women have more intelligence. Ask the Mefarshim. I throughout Shas we have a rule. The Gemara many times says Noshim Datim Kalis. So how do we understand that with what the Gemara here is saying that women have Bina Yisera? So some say what the Gemara means to say is that the woman's Bina comes first, but ultimately the man has more Bina. But that doesn't mean that the her Bina doesn't come first. Another Pshat is that there are two different concepts. There's a concept of Bina and there's a concept of Das. Women have more Bina, men have more Das. Another pshat that I saw is that Bina actually represents Yerushmayim. And the women have more Yerushmayim than men. And there's a very nice raya, because we remember by the story of the ego that the women weren't willing to participate, but the men were. Vidach, and the other man, the Omer, Rav Shimon ben Lozer, how will he respond? He says, Ha'un ba'alechad Resh Lakish. That pasuk is here to teach us what Resh Lakish says. Damar Resh Lakish Rav Shimon ben Asya, V'yivin Hashem al-Kim es atzela, as-shalach men Adam li'isha, V'yiviyah al-Adam, M'lamet shakal kadosh baruch hu l'chava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of spoke, braided Chava's hair, Be'evel Eitz Adam Arishin, and then he brought her to Adam Arishin. She came to Karcha Yom, Karmel Kinyasa Bin Yasa. So the Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared Chava to marry Adam. Rav Shimon HaLozer, my Tama. Rav Shimon HaLozer, why does he say the boys become bar mitzvah by 12 and girls only by 13? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, b'toch she'tinik matzvah beis rabbi, because a child, boys go to yeshiva, nechnesim by rumas tchila, by learning in a yeshiva, by learning Torah, by learning with a group, that creates a certain level of intelligence, and therefore he holds that boys become mature and adults before girls.